Welcome back to the Millennium Live podcast, where we're talking with many of our great partners and solutions that are out there. And today we have a cybersecurity focused episode around conquering the chaos of business payments. We have a great company called Trust Me, and with us to talk about payments industry and securing this space, and for all the great work that's happening at Trust Me, we have Shai Gabai. He's the Chief Executive Officer and co-founder of Trust Me. Shai, welcome to the podcast. Great to have you here.
Hi, thank you for having me. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, so to kind of dive right in, I would love to know, specifically around Trust Me. It's still a fresh company, a fresh startup, so... You know, it's great to maybe get a little peek of to why you co-founded the company and also why you're tackling these challenges and why it's crucial for companies to really address challenges of cyber attacks in the business payment processes right now.
So first, maybe I'll introduce a bit about myself and I'll tell the journey about Trust Me, how we founded and how it came to. So briefly about myself, my name is Shai Gabai. I'm the co-founder and CEO. I came from a long experience in the cybersecurity, started very early when I was 13 years old, started to do hacking. Later on, when I became 18, I went to the military, spent 8 years in the intelligence corps. After doing that a while, I decided to finish with the service and I wanted to find a bigger challenge. I always like to say that when you're on the attacker side, you need to find one vulnerability and exploit it. When you're on the defense side, it's much harder game. So I figured out it will be the next challenge. Ask myself what will be the most target organization, probably a bank. So I joined the Fed Financial Institute in Israel, worked there for 8 years, led the cybersecurity group there. During this period of time, I worked with a lot of early stage companies. I did a lot of innovation. I solved a lot of different business problems. And I realized that's my passion. I wanted to solve business problem using technology. So at that point, I basically resigned my role at the bank, crossed the line to the dark side, went to the vendor side, spent 6 years with three cybersecurity startups in order to learn how to build my own company. Basically, after all this period in those different roles of the cybersecurity, I really wanted to find a big problem that I can really show immediate value to my customers. And when I went back to start thinking about ideation, what type of problem can I solve, I was amazed that B2B payment becomes so big problem. When I was at the bank, my way to connect to the business was fraud prevention. Of course, in a bank, it's a big issue. And I did a lot of work in that area. Most of that was mostly B2C e-banking fraud, but I came across a lot of cases of our corporate customers with B2B payment fraud. When I started to look what's going on that point, I came across a report from JP Morgan and the FBI. They claimed that by 2020, there was a report loss of $32 billion just for B2B payment fraud. And I was amazed. It's become so big. So we started to do our own market validation because we really wanted to make sure that we're going after the right problem. And we spoke with around 150 CFOs, even before we started to write the first line of code, because we really wanted to make sure that this is something that it worth the time and effort. So everyone told us this is a top priority. Everyone told us that what they're doing today is only manual controls and processes. And 90% admitted they suffer significant fraud in the last 2 years. So at that point, I'm like, yo, that's a huge problem. And then we also learned that that's only the reported cases. Based on estimation of the FBI, the real number are much higher, at least 10x, so think about $300 billion a year. That's a huge problem. So basically, with that in mind, we went to develop a prototype. We went to test it, even saw it working, and we started to build a company. We always seen ourselves in the junction between cybersecurity and fintech, and that's how we started the company. We started it with our seed round we did with CyberStarts, Gil Anand. I think that you probably know the name. I think it's the best VC in the cybersecurity area. So we started with that, and then we extended our market validation, started to speak with much bigger organization, also a lot of CISOs and CIOs. And we learned that when the company become bigger, the problem become much worse. So we focus on big enterprises. We developed a solution to be enterprise ready. And by September 22, we have our initial GA, and we started to build a company to do some commercial selling. Then we went to the A round and we team up with Oren Zev, that is amazing VC as well, very focused on the fintech and payment. And that was what we wanted to complete. Today we have dozens of paying customers. Most of them are Fortune 500 organization, and our mission is securing payments seamlessly.
Well, Shai, thank you so much for that overview just about yourself and of Trust Me, you're a wealth of knowledge. So it's so good to have you on the podcast and kind of dive into these specific elements. So talking about end-to-end protection, I'd love to know about how Trust Me is ensuring the end-to-end protection of business payment processes. If you could sort of take us through and walk us through the specific features that's really making Trust Me really a leader in the market, specifically in fraud protection, B2B business payments.
Yeah, totally. So I think that one of the question that we ask ourselves, why it's become so big problem? So the first thing that we did, we took a look about how typical B2B payment process look like. And as you may know, okay, let's compare for a second. Everyone did or have a lot of experience with doing payments in your personal life, right? Think about how your payment transformed in the last years. Now compare that experience that everything has become super easy, fast, and secure, and compare that to how your company is doing payment. Totally different game. It's a very complex process that involves a lot of different people inside and outside the organization. Then you have a lot of different communication that most of them is based on email, like the source of truth, although it's just the opposite, right? It's the most vulnerable attack surface exists today. But then you have a lot of different system involved, procurement, onboarding, payment itself, ERPs, and each one of them are siloed and at the end manually validated. Now think about that process at scale. Of course, it's going to break. Of course, it's vulnerable for human mistakes, typos, duplicate payment, but also a lot of fraud. So we took that process and thought what's working today. And basically we saw that no one connected the dots. No one really make sure that the process itself was intactful. And that's exactly why the attacker really liked the process. Because for them, and taking also conclusion, also generative AI, ChatGPT, deepfake that available today, it's become super easy to compromise the process. All they need is to do a small change and the money will flow out. So that's what we saw. And basically we thought, what do we know from cybersecurity? We know how to connect different data sources. We know how to protect business processes. And we basically introduced the first end-to-end B2B payment security AI-based solution. So what we are doing, we are monitoring the entire change of the B2B payment flows from the email, onboarding, procurement, ERP, all those different stages. We are monitoring those in real time. And more to that, we're leveraging the historical data that the organization already have and using AI to extract a lot of different feature that will be assembled to a fingerprint and at the end baseline to what's legit and what's not, and basically detecting any deviation across the chain.
So you mentioned a couple of these new wave of threats. So we have to address this new approach. And internal threats are a significant concern for businesses. That's not going to go away. So how does Trust Me tackle this expanding threat landscape really to ensure that organizations are able to successfully secure their business payments?
So another key element of what we did, part of our market analysis and research, we all also decided that we really want to ensure the business processes. Now, for us, we learn a lot from the finance meeting and all of those, the other organizations that we spoke with. And we first defined two parameters that will be a key for our success. First, everything that we are doing is plug and play. Frictionless deployment. In the finance world, the experience with technology is not good. It's basically the latest ERP project. Very painful, very expensive, take forever. So we are frictionless. Second, super accurate and easy to use. We're not going to bombard you with a lot of alerts and send you everything that you, all technical details, etc. Bottom line and accurate. But last but not least, also streamlined. No one willing to change the way that they do their business, even for security. So your process, your way, and we'll connect that and we'll protect that. And again, that's why our mission is securing payments seamlessly. So when we did that and we find a way to integrate easily to your organization, we also ask ourselves, well, can we inject ourselves to your existing processes to be effective, meaning to be able to block those attacks before the money is leaving the organization. And as you know, in the B2B payment, the payment itself is not real time. The organization doing payment cycles. Now that can be every week, every month, every day. Whatever is the frequent, we become part of the process. We inject ourselves to the payment cycle. Now, although that we are monitoring everything in real time, we are looking for different type of attacks. We are looking for business email compromise, social engineering, insider threat, different type of fraudulent, deepfake, everything. But because we connect the dots between the entire process, it helps us to be super accurate and being able to detect those threats before it's leaving the organization. And at the end of the day, down the payment cycle, we basically provide a clear verdict for each transaction. Think about it like a traffic light. Every transaction going to have green, yellow, or red. Green, everything is okay. You can go ahead and pay it. Yellow is suspicious or payment mistaken will tell you exactly why. And red, that's a fraud and we're going to block.
I think what some of the things that you're alluding to are these user-friendly solutions, right? You need it to be user-friendly. And Trust Me aims to make payments go to the right places seamlessly for the right amount and on time. And that's unique. So especially for businesses who, you know, if you're listening to this podcast and or considering Trust Me, I think it's great to know how user-friendly the platform is and specifically what steps have you been taking to really make sure that integrating and using the solution is as smooth as it can be. So what are the benefits and its efficiency?
So again, first, as mentioned, it's really simple deployment. We're doing most of the organization in end-to-end less than 2 weeks, okay? Not months, weeks. Now, once we integrate to the process and once we train the system based on the organization history, we can first already show real value because that historical analysis also going to show you the value, meaning if we can detect past incident, that's the proof is in the pudding, meaning that we can show you that we can also eliminate for the future. But now, once the system is already done, we're already integrated, we're already part of your processes, then you have a lot of other benefits. The payment security is the core capability. It's the infrastructure for everything that we are doing. But then we have other models for efficiency and other benefit as well. So Trust Me is a full platform. We provide the payment security, but on top of that, we have SOX compliance. We have payment approval cycle that are more focused on the human error and mistake, duplicate invoice, etc. Then we have a specific Gen AI attacks engine. And then we have vendor onboarding, how to do it securely and automated. And then we have also the continuous life cycle for vendor. That's more into the TPR email.
Like the...
At the end of the day, think about that someone that really connect all the dots, provide you full visibility to what's going on and allow you to really show real ROI to your company. Because we're saving money every week, every month. And that's the purpose of what we're doing.
Absolutely, right? That's extremely important. And I think, honestly, the easiest next steps would be kind of to talk about the real world success stories. And if some come to mind, Shai, some examples of businesses that are really effectively using Trust Me's solution to secure their business payments, and particularly what tangible results they've experienced.
For our customer today, we show a lot of value. They first, because we save them money on fraud, but also for mistakes. But once they saw that the solution is really deployed easily, and then they saw that it's also easy to use, they wanted other benefit as well. So we expand to other areas of efficiency, automation, and at the end of the day, we impact the bottom line of the business.
Some really incredible work that you're doing specifically with Colgate, Palmolive Oil, and CNA Insurance, and of the like of your many clients that are working with you now, and it's really great to see. Shai, just a couple of wrapping up, I guess, of this great chat. Can't leave without, of course, talking about the future of payment security. And as the landscape of cybersecurity just evolves with the, you know, AI is going to be playing a bigger role. And what do you see as the future of B2B payment security and particularly the innovations that businesses can expect from TrustMe and solutions to come?
So I think that, you know, cybersecurity or attacker defense, it's always a cat and mouse game, right? Till today, most of the organization rely on awareness, manual controls, and processes around it. But now, the attacker got much more capabilities. Think about the awareness training that everyone passed. If someone asks you to change bank details, if someone asks you to emails that has typos, language barriers, stuff like that, you are like, okay, it's suspicious. But now, the attacker using ChatGPT to write those emails. They have all the context. They create a very crafted email at scale. And those manual controls or those awareness cannot continue working. So at the end of the day, I think that there is a lot of evolution. There is a lot of new technology that are available today for the attacker. And we need to start using AI solution to work for the defense side. We're already doing it in a lot of other areas, but payment security is the next place to use.
Shai, I mean, this is it's great to talk to you and just learn a lot about TrustMe, and your wealth of knowledge and your passion really comes through. And so thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to chat with us and on the Millennium Live podcast and really explore why leading brands trust TrustMe. I guess they're all about trust, and that's a good thing, and securing payments seamlessly. Thank you again, and we'll hope to chat soon.